department and the biggest selection of appliances to choose from. Open Monday through Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. And of course, they service everything that they sell. And remember, when you buy from Appliance Discounters, you buy local. Their motto is, our savings are your savings. Check them out online, theappliancediscounters.com. From the 590, the Fan KFN Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Franco Pinion.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
St. Louis, we know it was a tough summer. Basking in the glow of the championship was hard work, but the long wait is over. Blues hockey is just around the corner, and what better way to start hockey season than by celebrating our hometown Stanley Cup champions than by throwing an awesome home opener lunch at Clayton City Hall. Come on down Wednesday, October 2nd from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. to Clayton City Hall on North Bemison Avenue for a free lunch with giveaways, a photo booth, special guest appearances, and much more.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Kevin and Dave here from Antality here in St. Louis. Clients that have been on treatment a short period of time tell me what a game changer it is because they can't boost their testosterone on their own by changing lifestyle enough.
No, you would have to make drastic changes to get even half of the difference that we're going to make when we start treating these guys within the first month.
I think every guy should be able to afford testosterone treatment, and the fact that we accept insurance makes it within reach for every guy. To find out more in our St. Louis clinics, go to lowtusa.com.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Can't get enough of the smooth, refreshing shave from my Harry's razors. And now you can refresh your face and your wallet with blades as low as $2 each. And for now, you can get started with a can't-miss offer. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use Inside STL's promo code at harrys.com. Harry's owns their own factory and have been churning out quality for almost a century, and they believe you deserve that great quality as well, but for a low price. Join the over 10 million who have tried Harry's with a special offer for listeners of the show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your offer and let them know that the Morning After sent you to help support the show.
Yeah, belt it out, Kate. Come on.
You can do it.
She does this every day flawlessly, and she's dead. Unbelievable. Yeah, that's right. God bless America. Let's hope we never get to the point where somebody gets that kicked off the charts. Let's start this thing. What do you say? Showtime. Yeah, it's this show, Pinion's Playhouse. That's what we call this. Kids think that's funny, the underwear part. I've had emails from moms.
There's no fun left on
funny how you always mean.
Didn't you say brown stain on the
mattress?
Oh, I thought you said on the mustard.
No, on the mattress.
Oh, that's funny. What's brown stain on the mustard? What does that even mean? Man, I need to get a hearing aid. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. I've needed one for... Okay. A brown stain on the mattress. I thought it said brown stain on the mustard.
On the mustard?
Yeah, didn't make any sense. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 17th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Britain Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, not Britain like the country, but Brinton, B-R-I-N-T-O-N Vision. We'll talk about them after this.
Hey!
Speaking of Britain, we have one of the members of the team here who lived in Great Britain, I don't know if you knew this or not, 19 years. And for 10 of those, he lived where his daddy still lives now, and that's in Birmingham, England. Hello, Dave. Thank you for staying up late almost every night just to listen to whatever this is that we do. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
In the studio, live and in person, because he did not head northbound, southbound, westbound, or... White headphones are missing. What's that all about?
Oh, these are just cheap, and it was easier to grab out of my bag.
Okay. Bill Cleveland, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
You know who else is here? Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel Nicholas, or Stiefel, rather. It's just plain Stiefel.
Well, you know what? If you keep this up, after the end of this month, they are not going to be sponsoring you.
It is actually Stiefel Nicholas and Company. So I want to thank Mark and Jason.
.com.
They're Senior Vice President Investors from Stiefel. And when life changes, it's good to have an experienced financial advisor on your side. Mark and Jason can help you understand your investment options. Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary review or for their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
And one time I saw the number, and it was a substantial number of people in this country who at some point, usually in the younger years, late teens, early 20s, who worked at a fast food place. It was millions of people. I never did. Limey, do you ever work in a fast food restaurant?
I worked at a Subway for a week before
I think that qualifies. Yeah. Bill?
Nope, never.
Dan?
Yes.
Which one?
Burger Chef.
And Jeff.
Yes.
I remember those
two.
Well, the most experienced in the room would be this next guy. Worked at Denny's, worked at Wendy's, worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken, was a token distributor at a mall arcade, was a knife salesman door-to-door, beer vendor at Busch Stadium, a DJ at a roller rink. But as I look up at the wall, I'm reminded now what he does and does so well. One of his jobs is to reset the digital clock. Let's check that time, 5:18, 36, 37, 38, 39, 5:18, 40, yes. Right in sync with the Naval Observatory. Of course, he also is the head of research for this, the large morning show in the afternoon. He's our newsman, our news director. He's an author. The book is Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and one other thing. Yes, the longest introduction in the world next to George, the medium-sized, sweet Georgie Jorge, umpin' to please, cheating heart Depper, who used to be our newsman. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
I just re-listened to that sound effect, by the way. It said mustard stain on the mattress.
We finally got it straight.
Now we got it right. Like, say hello and thank you to everyone at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in Florissant. They'd love to put you in a new Chevy or pre-owned vehicle. Call 314-837-1800. Again, 314-837-1800. You can shop online 24/7 at Landoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, make sure you let them know that you're AM in the PM at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
All right. That brown stain on the mattress thing.
Yeah.
We talked about this before. Stop the music for a second. That is very embarrassing. Have you ever had them deliver a new mattress and take your old one out and it had like a stain on it? Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
But you can't do anything about it. What are you going to do with it? It's a mattress. You can't just toss it out in the backyard.
What kind of stain?
It doesn't matter. Any stain on a mattress
And you try, when they come to pick it up, you try to only let them see, you know, the other side.
You got to throw a sheet away with it so people don't know that you're staining your mattress.
Oh, that's covering the sheet. Yeah. That's a good idea. That's a good
idea.
I don't think very many mattresses make it through, you know, 6 or 8 years without some accident. Yeah, even if it's like urine.
A little kid's mattress, that's got to be the worst one to throw away when you finally do. Like, you're going through the whole, like, accidents during the
night. But at least if it's
that.
A little crib size, they know, well, that was a little infant. When it's a king-size bed and there's a brown stain, that's embarrassing. Unless, now, there are people who drink coffee in bed, and sometimes they spill it, and then you got to go, oh, but that's coffee, by the way. And then they're going to go, right. Yeah.
Wine is the worst.
Really?
When you, well, ooh, that a looks, wine oh, stain in the mattress.
That looks like blood.
Yeah.
There's no somebody that. Had a bleeding issue.
Yeah, don't get that.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
You know what? There's a song.
I hate it when the mattress guy, as they're walking out of your house with your mattress, go, do you guys have rectal bleeding? I hate that when that happens.
There's a song by Squeeze that says it's black coffee in bed.
I didn't
it
know
says,
that.
It says, there's a stain on my mattress. And then he says, drinking black coffee in bed.
Thank you, Dan. I didn't know
you're
that.
Welcome.
Great, great rendition.
Yeah, it is. It sounded just like a record. Mm-hmm. And now back to the music, I guess. So that was Tim Woodburn, and now Hebe Jimenez, everybody. He's in charge of security and does a great job. Not one of us, not a bruise on us, not a mark. Nobody gets to us. They got to go through Hebe to get to us.
We need to get him on the show that comes on before us.
They could have used him in here today to break that up. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy, before I left the house, this is a true story. My wife said, I'm going by the supermarket. Is there anything you need? And then she said, make sure you have enough mozzarella. You know
cheese.
What? That's right, because she knows if I go pull that drawer out and there's no mozzarella cheese in there, she's going to pay a price for that. And she is not, she doesn't want, well, you know, she knows what would be coming. Last time I cut her off for like a day. You want to hurt your wife? Hold back sex for a day. They hate. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Hold on. I'm thinking something else. No, they hate sex. Okay. That's, how about Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. Jimmy, you almost sneezed. You look like you're about to sneeze.
No, I didn't.
That hurts when you try not to sneeze.
Yeah, it does.
Here's part of that song.
I like it already.
Oh, yeah. It's a really good song.
I like it. I like it. Haven't even.
Oh, a notebook, but it's.
Well,
they
hold
do
on.
Say,
oh, that's God. Not even like a mattress.
No, he does say mattress.
Idiot.
I've got to find mattress.
What's the name of the song?
Black Coffee in Bed.
Well, there's nothing in here about a mattress. You said it was black coffee on the mattress.
No, it does say. It does say in the song.
On her notebook.
I
don't hear mattress.
I know he's still talking
does
about
does he sleep on a notebook?
Maybe.
Are you sure mattress is in here? You're not, are you?
I got the lyrics up.
No.
Is
once
it?
Again. Once again, Dan.
Is it in there?
No.
Dan, it's not?
Dan, you've done it again.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It does say of the memory of late nights and coffee in bed, but every time he says stain, the stain's on his notebook. It's on his mattress.
Should have been mattress. It's been a better song.
Yeah,
I agree.
They missed the boat there.
A certain notebook. Maybe that's what it was. Like sleeping on it.
That's
notebook.
Funny, Bill.
Oh, well.
We're brought to you.
Actually, it wasn't funny.
Brought to you by Brenton Vision, Brinton. I have known Dr. Jason Brenton for 6 years because 6 years ago, I drove not once, not twice, but three. Well, it was kind of an easy thing to predict that I was going to say three times. I mean, I said not once, right. Not twice.
I forgot you were in the middle of a sponsorship and you paused, and I was going to say three times a lady. And
well, Dr. Brenton's not a lady.
Not twice, and then you paused, and I was going to say three. But I completely brain cramped that you're in the middle of an endorsement.
Well, now here's what we do. Brand new sponsor right now, because he will hear this.
Yeah.
I would like to.
Oh, no, I'm going to edit all of this out.
I'm going to turn it over to Tim and have Tim directly address Dr. Jason Brenton. Say, Dr. Brenton, I'm so sorry that I interrupted Frank.
Dr. Brenton, my sincere apologies for interrupting Frank's endorsement of your business.
And, Doc, he means that, because I'm looking at his face. And he's serious. He seriously regrets that they did that. It wasn't that big a deal, actually. So now back to Dr. Jason Brenton. I've known him for 6 years because I, three different times, drove from St. Louis to Overland Park, Kansas. Now, somebody might say, why in the world would you drive that far to see an ophthalmologist? Well, here's the answer to that. I have seen in my life 16 ophthalmologists over the course of about 30 years. And I've had various things done, but nothing that anybody did changed my vision and my life like what he did. He did lens implants on me. He replaced the lenses. Now, I don't mean to imply that I think you folks listening are stupid, because you're not, but the truth is most people don't know a lot about vision or the structure of the eye. It's like anything else. You don't learn about stuff until you have to deal with it. I don't care if it's prostate related or eye related or heart related. Once you deal with something, you become pretty knowledgeable about it. And I know quite a bit about the eyes. I, quite frankly, didn't know until I was well into adulthood that we had lenses. I thought a lens was like a contact lens on the outside. No, behind your cornea, you have a natural, God-given lens. And with the great majority of people, in fact, almost everybody, it wears out. It either gets cloudy from cataracts, or the elasticity, the ability to focus and reading just kind of goes south on you. So instead of waiting for cataracts, because insurance is weird, you know, they want you to be, in many cases, practically blind before they're going to come in and cover anything. I was in a position to, out of pocket, pay for lenses. It changed my life. My vision right now is 20/20 in one eye and 20/30 in the other eye. One of these days, we'll get into what the whole 20/20. You know what that means, Limey? 20/20. If somebody says my vision is 20/15,
right,
or 20/30, do you know what that means?
I know it means the quality of your eyesight.
Yeah, but do you know what the numbers
mean? I have no idea.
Anybody know the numbers? Yeah. Here, this is really interesting. My vision when I was nearsighted was 20/800. Now, what that means is what a person with perfect vision can see from 800 feet, I can't see till I'm 20 feet from it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So 20/30, which I am in one eye now, is no big deal. What someone with perfect vision can see from 30 feet, I can see from 20 feet. Not a big deal. My other eye is 20/20. And that is solely, And there's no other reason for it except that Dr. Jason Brenton implanted lenses, and there's a little prescription in there. So the other thing that happened was, for the first time in decades, I knew what white actually looked like, or blue, or red, or colors. And it was like, I can't say it's like a blind person wakes up and can all of a sudden see, but my goodness, what a difference. Now, what they do more of than anything at Brenton Vision is what lots of people do, LASIK. And you hear LASIK all over the place. We do LASIK. Sale on LASIK. Special price on LASIK. LASIK, LASIK, LASIK. A lot of people do it. And certainly many of them are fine and okay at it. But when you get into complicated situations where two things happen. Sometimes a doctor will perform LASIK on somebody who actually was not a good candidate for LASIK. That's risky. Dr. Brenton and his people will not do that. They will tell you, if you're not a perfect candidate, sorry, we're not comfortable doing this, we're not going to do it. And the other thing that will happen sometimes is people are told they're not candidates, when in fact, you may very well be. It's all about the training of the doctor and the equipment the doctor has to work with. So, in a nutshell, to summarize here, it really is important who you go to see if you're considering LASIK or lens implants. By the way, Dr. Brenton, I believe, is the only ophthalmologist who performs all 7 vision correction surgeries that are corneal related. And stuff all gets a little complicated. This Friday, my wife and I have appointments together to go in and have the ocular analysis they do. It takes 90 minutes. Wait until you see what they're able to do in terms of looking at every aspect of your eye. And my wife, quite frankly, is overdue for this, and she admits it, and she's looking forward to this. Does it hurt? No. And I ask that because that's the question. That, ooh, I bet that hurts. No, there's nothing about the ocular analysis that hurts. And it's, in fact, very necessary and something a lot of people put off. So you probably, most of you may not even have an ophthalmologist. Not optometrist, not optician, ophthalmologist, an MD, a surgeon. I have him for you. He's Dr. Jason Britton at Britton Vision on North New Ballas Road in Creve Coeur. Please, when you call to make that appointment for that 90-minute analysis, which cost only $120 and is worth every penny, unless you love your glasses and your contacts, and even if somebody else has told you, well, sorry, you're stuck with them for the rest of your life. Really? Maybe, maybe not. Do this for yourself. Worth every penny. And if you do find that you're a candidate for procedure, that $120 is applied toward that procedure. Very impressive, not only the clinic, but this man, Jason Britton. He's a brilliant surgeon, and he doesn't take chances with people's vision. Britton Vision, 314-375-2020. Absolutely tell him you're AM and the PM, or go to Britton, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, vision.com. And I do want you to go there and read about this incredible clinic, BrittonVision.com.
You once, twice.
Oh, see, that's good.
Three times later.
At Britton Vision.
Hey, that Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
At one time, this guy was the hottest thing in music. I mean, I don't know, Lyme, if you know that or not. But he had hit after hit after hit after hit. And he's still a brilliant musician. Is he a musician? He plays?
No, he does
singer.
Play.
Singer, is he right?
He plays piano.
Yeah, he does.
First concert of my life was the Commodores with Lionel Richie.
Ooh.
When they all wore the same outfits all had the big froze.
Oh, and that big,
and they had the choreography.
At Six Flags.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Lyme.
He wrote Lady for Kenny Rogers.
Lady.
On the toilet.
Hey, no, we're not ready for that. We're having a discussion about Lionel Richie. Hold on, stop.
He wrote.
I told Limey to hit it.
No, you shouldn't have done that. See, you're not the boss here. You're not in control of the show.
He wrote the song Lady for Kenny Rogers on the toilet.
Oh, come on.
That is not a joke. He's talked about it.
He wrote it for Kenny Rogers on the toilet? No, or he was on the toilet when he wrote it?
He had one line of Lady, like just the lady. First line.
That
and
was
just
it.
A little mute. That's all he had. And pitched
you're
it to Kenny Rogers.
You're my knight in shining armor. That song?
Yes. And then he went back and finished it. Because Kenny Rogers was, if I remember the story correctly, was recording an album at the time. And
I can almost
song.
Hear that call. Hey, Kenny, it's Lionel Richie.
And he's like,
I'm writing a song for you right now. I'm in the toilet.
I'm going to put that in my song. Because he does kind of go, Lady.
Wow.
He got up. Well, there was a brown stain on the mattress, and he got up and went to the toilet. And he wrote it.
wrote it on his notebook.
Yeah.
Now you can start the introductory music. Oh, wow. You know what that music means. Finally. It's time to check in with Bill Clevin, courtesy of Window World. Have a meeting with him tomorrow. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Number one selling replacement window in the entire United States. Preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. And for Dan, I'll say this. The Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. They are the preferred window. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up and show your appreciation with your applause for Bill Clevin. And they love you.
Whew. As Bill, they should.
How are you, Bill?
Good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sorry about the little delay there in getting to you.
No problem.
All that was very necessary. What do you have? Where are we going?
We're going to Asheville, North Carolina.
Been there.
Or, as the locals would say, Asheville.
Asheville,
North Carolina. I had somebody ask me about this the other day, and I thought I would talk a little bit about it. The Biltmore Estate. And so I wrote a book. I've written two books.
What?
The first one was called 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die.
You know what I got to say? They were putting it together, and the owner said, is that all there is to this estate? So they built more. True story.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Then what happened?
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much.
What'd you say, Dan?
Thank you.
Yeah, Dan. I think that was funny.
That was funny.
And
thank you.
This was one of the things that I thought people should see, one of the 100 things to experience. Now, I will tell you, when I went 4 years ago, the price was a lot smaller than it is now. It's almost $100 to go to the Biltmore Estate
But if it's worth it.
You know, if you want to go one time, it's unbelievable.
And what do you get for $100? Just walk around?
You tour the grounds, which is like an 8,000, I'm trying to think how, 8,000 acres of land total.
This is not the place where the Christopher Reeve movie was shot, somewhere in time. Remember that? Was that the Biltmore?
I don't know.
I'm not sure if that was at
the Biltmore or not. The way that I sort of describe the Biltmore, which is the largest privately owned home in the United States, it's 200,000 square feet, just about 200,000 square feet. It has 250 rooms, 35 bedrooms, 43 bathrooms.
Hang on, that doesn't actually sound like that big, 200,000 square. A Walmart is like 50,000. So a hotel, right?
Right.
It doesn't seem that big to me.
It is massive.
Okay.
It is massive, and just the way that it's built. I believe, if I remember the story correctly, this project pretty much drained the Vanderbilt family of their money. I mean, they had a lot of money, and they put some money into this thing even back when it was built in the 1800s.
Oh, that's the name, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt. Biltmore. Nice.
Yes. Yeah, built in 1889. But you kind of think of every rich person you've ever heard of, and if they had kind of pulled their money together and built a place like an estate and a property, like this is what you would wind up with. It is absolutely massive. I will say, don't go in the summertime. It's incredibly hot. There is, you know, there's no air conditioning inside.
What?
No. No,
is this a working hotel?
No, it's not a hotel. You don't stay there. Okay. It's a home. It's technically a home.
Okay.
A house.
I got you.
But you can go through it. But yeah, you walk through. You'll tour, and you know, for me, I like, you know, the gardens were pretty awesome. That was outside, obviously, and so some of the things you can do in addition to touring the home. They have a lot of outdoor different activities. You can biking, fly fishing, which I don't know that I understand. You're just catching fish with flies?
The piece of tackle is called a fly.
Yeah, so that's apparently a big one.
Never mind.
Well, there are two ways to do it. Limey's talking about that. That it's almost like
you whip it,
choreographed.
Yeah,
kind of. Then you can just take a regular rod and reel and catch trout with a fly.
You whip it to make the fish think
it's
alive,
hovering over the water, and landing in the water.
So you can do that at the Biltmore. Horseback riding, float trips. They have Segway tours. They've really added on a lot of things other than just touring the home. The one thing that I didn't know they did today, I just saw this on their website just a few minutes ago. They have something called falconry. And this is pretty neat. So you can you can train. You learn how they train these falcons. And so essentially you stand out there in, I guess, a field or whatever, and the thing is coming land on you. I mean, a big old falcon.
Dan, that's not for you. Buddy.
I think that.
No, it's no. not.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
A falcon come and land on
you? Yes.
Dan have a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
He hates birds. Come on. You could do that.
No.
He didn't want a parakeet landing on him. He hates birds, all birds.
Yeah.
I think you could try it once.
No, you don't get it. He's scared to death of birds.
I would have a heart attack.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But the estate itself, you'll walk through. They do have the audio tour that you can put on. I'm kind of OCD, so I don't like to touch those things. They've been in other people's ears and stuff, so I don't do that. But it gives you a
ear
information.
Wax. I have ear dandruff. I don't want somebody getting my ear dandruff.
Yeah,
I can't get rid of it. Ear dandruff.
How do you get
flakes inside?
Really?
Yes, it's horrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Do you know why Dan hates birds?
Why?
Because he saw Fred Bird attack Mike Shannon one time at a Cardinals baseball game.
You know, I talked to Mike about that.
You did?
Yeah. I said, Mike, that had to be a horrifying sight when Fred Bird attacked you. It had to scare you to death. And here's what Mike said.
I tell you what, I almost pooped my pants when he put the beak over my head.
Mike Shannon, there he is. It actually happened. Sorry, go ahead, sir.
No, it's okay. The best part of the house for me, and again, this is a massive estate, there's a swimming pool on the lower level. 70,000-gallon swimming pool.
Now, see, I don't know.
To have inside your home,
I understand that, but
big.
Gallons of water, I've never really understood what being able to visualize that.
I think that's like the size of an Olympic swimming pool. Yeah, okay. Imagine
that's
that.
Pretty big. Okay.
Like somebody says a 50-gallon aquarium. I don't know what that means or how big that is, but how many gallons again?
70,000.
That sounds significant.
Yeah. 70,000-gallon swimming pool. And then they had their own bowling alley down there.
Wow.
And
that's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. But I don't know. So a 250-room castle, essentially, and you kind of walk through and you go, why on earth would someone need this much space?
I'm the only one in this room who knows someone here in St. Louis who has a bowling alley in his house. A real one.
Show off? Show off?
No, I'm not showing off. It's not my house.
Is it one lane or two?
I think it's three lanes. It's in the full automated three lane in the house. Yeah.
My word.
An Olympic swimming pool has over 660,000 gallons in it.
Oh, well, so this is so that even bigger. It's just how many?
Well, this was
70. Wow, this is like a bathtub compared to an Olympic pool.
1/7 the size.
So it looks very impressive small, when I was there.
Indoor pool.
Big pool.
Just to have a pool inside of it.
No, I always thought it would be neat. If you had a pool in your house that had fish in it. Just, why not?
That like fresh cool, water.
Wait, wouldn't it? Except for the poop part. That'd be good.
There was a story about somebody that threw a party. I think it was in Florida, might have been Missouri, where they brought they put a $100 bill or maybe it was a $500 under a rock in a pool, and they put an alligator in their pool. and they people are getting drunk and trying to get the courage to go down there and get the money with the alligator in the pool.
That's it.
Yeah, that was a cool story. Look that up online.
The one guy tried it, Lefty Armstrong.
It's one arm now. I will just say, if you have never been to Asheville or Asheville, it is
a beautiful part of the country.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's very interesting, though, because you have very, very wealthy people who live there, and then you have a very high concentration of I don't know how else to say this, but just like hippie people, and somehow they can coexist and they live together in this town. But again, there's a lot of money, but then there are a lot of people. You'll just be walking down the street, and it is very obvious that it's hippie central in Asheville, North Carolina. But it's a great destination. It's absolutely beautiful. You'll love the mountain views. And the Biltmore, if you've got the money and you want a probably once-in-a-lifetime experience, you'll probably only do it one time. I think Christmas would be
a good time. It sounds like the Hearst Castle. Have you ever seen that?
I have. It's been a long time. But, yes, I think you're and I think this is bigger than the Hearst Castle, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
But worth checking out. So if you'd like some more, I do have some pictures at BillOnTheRoad.com, or obviously you can Google them. And I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
Somewhere in Time was shot at the Grand Hotel in Mackinac.
Mackinac. Yeah, it looks like Mackinac, but it's pronounced
Mackinac Island.
Okay, that settles that. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Tonight, part three of the tremendous Ken Burns documentary on Channel 9, PBS, The History of Country Music. Sorry, Tim, had to mention it. I know. You hate it, I know.
Hey, can I play something for you from... We were talking about Kirstie Alley earlier.
Sure.
And she won...
Kirstie.
Yeah. She won an Emmy for Cheers, and she thanked her husband for giving her something. Hmm.
And I wanted to thank my husband, and I didn't want to thank him like, I really love him and everything. So I'd like to thank my husband, Parker, the man who has given me the big one for the last 8 years.
Oh. All right.
There you go.
I got a tweet from Kirstie Alley once.
Oh, come on.
Are you serious? Yes, I wrote an article on Wichita, Kansas, which is where she lives, and she found it, saw the article, and invited me to her house for Christmas.
What?
That's not a joke.
Well, how long ago was this?
2 years ago.
And you didn't go?
No.
Idiot. You didn't go to Kirstie Alley's house for Christmas?
Because apparently she does all these big decorations
so
and
what?
Things at Christmas.
What? Are what you kidding said. Me?
He was worried about seeing a cracker bigger than him.
Oh, I wouldn't have said that.
Oh.
That's a short joke. I don't know. Bill's my friend.
Very rude.
Bill's a friend of ours. That is kind of funny.
I'm on her Wikipedia page right now. She's got a fetish for guys with big noses. So,
See, you blew it, Bill.
See? Yeah.
Blew my nose.
Mm-hmm. You lost
blew my nose.
So, in the news again, there's another article yet today in USA Today about gas, fuel costs and how, for some reason, they're on this kick promoting electric cars. So, they're quoting prices of what it costs to own a you know, electric car versus a gas-powered car. And I didn't know this. The average price to run an electric car is $1.21 per gallon. I think a lot of people think it's free. You plug in. No, you have to pay. There's a meter. Mm-hmm. It's $1.21. Now, who's to say that if everybody starts buying electric cars, the cost of electricity right. might not be? And then all of a sudden, oh, my goodness, electricity is $4 a gallon. So I don't know nothing about but my point is that in the 70s, I worked with a guy. And, Dan, you're old enough to remember, and maybe Tim, and there was you had to take, like, odd number plates, even number plates. They rationed gasoline for a while in the mid-70s, the gas rationing. So I worked with a guy who had a Lincoln Town Car, a big, beautiful Lincoln Town Car. He panicked, and I think we've all seen two or three times in our lives where, oh, well, gas is going to hit $10 a gallon, and it didn't. Right. So he sells this big, beautiful Town Car for $4,000. This was a very expensive car. It was only a couple of years old. But there was no market for it because everybody was panicking. I will never forget how mad he was when gas prices went back down, and he loved that car. And I can still hear him going down the hall at work, GD, son of a merc, you know, I want my town. And he was a big guy, too, so he's driving around in some little dinky car. I'll never forget that. Don't overreact, knee-jerk, every time gas prices go up a little bit, because inevitably,
What's the highest they said it's going to get up to, like 320 or 330?
They don't know.
And last time they did this, it was, could get 10. There's always that person that writes a column, could $10 a gallon. Yeah. It's scary.
It would never go that
high. I got to get to this joke because it requires a little time. Ladies, get in here, please. Time to do this right.
Ooh, that's nice.
Somebody requested it, and I think it's been long enough since we told it. A couple lives on the an ocean town. It's a fishing town, and the dad is a professional fisherman, and mom gives birth to twin boys, and they don't know what to name them. They bring the boys home, and she goes to her husband one day, and she says, I think I have names. He said, really? She said, yeah, and it's going to sound odd, but I don't know if you've noticed, but our little boys, our little twin boys, one of them every night's sleeping, facing toward the ocean, and the other one faces away from the ocean. I think we should name these boys Toward and Away. He said, well, those are some goofy names, but, yeah, nothing wrong with being different. So that's what they name them, Toward and Away. And Toward and Away, twin brothers, identical twins, grow up waiting and praying for the day when they're old enough to go out fishing with their dad, a professional commercial fisherman. And on their 18th birthday, the dad says, boys, Toward, Away, you're old enough now. You're going to go with me. We're going to go fishing. And when dad would leave home, he'd be gone for sometimes a month at a time. You know, these fishing things. They kiss their mother goodbye, and off go Dad and Toward and Away. And he says, honey, we'll see you in a month. Well, 30 days go by, nothing. 5 weeks, nothing. 6 weeks, nothing. And after 7 weeks, she's looking out the window one day, and here comes her husband, who she thought might have even been dead by now, but he's alone. He's weary, and he's tired. His clothes are torn, and he walks up to the cottage. She said, oh, honey, my goodness, I thought you'd been killed. It's been almost 2 months. He goes, I know. She said, my boys, where are my boys? He said, honey, sit down. But where are my boys? Where's Toward? Where's Away? Honey, sit down, and I'll tell you the story. You'd have been so proud of those boys. We're out there in the second week out. Toward lands a monster, and I help him get strapped into that fishing chair, and honey, he fought like a man. He fought that fish. He fought that fish for over 3 hours. I've never seen a guy hooked onto a monster like this. It was pulling the boat backwards as I was trying to full throttle the boat forward, and yet our son Toward never gave up. His hands were bloody. He was exhausted, yet he would not give up the fight. And then that monster fish, with all its strength, ripped our boy Toward from the boat, ripped him. He was strapped into the seat, and it ripped the seat that was bolted to the boat out. and into the ocean he went. She said, oh my goodness, what a story. That must have been some big fish. He said, yeah, but you should have seen the one that got away.
Time for traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by eBay. Bumper to bumper northbound 270 between Manchester and a crash at Ladue. Your stop and go southbound 270 from Page to Ladue and then 64 through Manchester. Had a stall reported south of 64. Heavy westbound 70 past the airport. Southbound 170 lines up between Olive and 64. And it looks like you might have an accident now westbound 364 west of Mid Rivers. On eBay, you can ride the high of a shopping spree without feeling the guilt of a spending spree. Check eBay before you pay too much for that thing you love and get exactly what you want for the price that works for you. When you're overpaying, get exactly what you want on eBay. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Club Fitness is the right fit for every body, and the right time to lift local has been extended. Join by September 30th for free with no enrollment and no processing fees.
With over 800 free weekly classes and free kids club at 24 locations, lifting local fits my budget, my schedule, and my fitness goals.
So join now and find what fits you.
Free is the right fit for every body.
Club Fitness. Join in September for free with no enrollment and no processing fees. See club for details.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey St. Louis, your wait is over. The newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills is now open. Get a grand opening haircut for just $14. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Presco. It's wicked awesome.
All right, Dan, is he still in Hawaii? Or is he in Hawaii?
Yes, he's in Hawaii and I can't get a hold of him. He said he was going to golf today.
What is new? Hawaii. You know, we're so used to, as dedicated broadcasters,
yes,
and people with tremendous work ethic, we don't understand people like Mike Evans, who just kind of take it as, seriously. Yeah, willy-nilly, that's well said. Well, if we do make contact with him, it'll be in Hawaii, and he will be brought to you, whether he appears or not, by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're closed only on Monday. They're in Chesterfield Valley, I think you know where that is. And it is a tremendous restaurant and a tremendous market. And if you go to lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's, I highly recommend going next door to the Smokehouse Market. You'll need reservations for dinner. I suggest them and recommend them for lunch. They're east of most of the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards, that's something they sell every day, thousands in the course of a year. Because anyone would appreciate a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. From Hawaii, maybe. I'm going to introduce him, and then he'll just look like an idiot if he's not there. Mike Evans, everybody. And as we hear silence, he's not there.
He did say yesterday, he goes, I'll have my script with me. I'll be golfing.
Script. See, we don't use a script. We don't even know what that means.
You've been to Hawaii?
Twice.
It's on my bucket list. And
Everybody should go once. It's very expensive there. Everything is expensive.
How expensive?
Well, everything's got gas is outrageous, but who cares? You're a tourist. You're not going to be burning a lot of gas. Just pretty much everything, but worth it to go once because it is absolutely beautiful. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's like when they say paradise, orchids growing out in the wild. It's just flowers and greenery, and it's incredible. But I don't know that we'll go back because you feel like you're so far away. I know it's part of the United States, but if something were to happen, you had to get home, you might as well be in Africa.
How long does it take to fly there?
Out of L.A., about 4 hours. From here, like 7 hours. Yeah, it's out there. But
it is beautiful.
No, forget it. It is beautiful. And I don't know that we will go back just because it takes so long and because it is. So here's how expensive it is. We went with another couple. We rented a Ford Excursion. Sorry, Johnny, but that's what they had to rent. And for 5 days, it was $1,100.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, there was a guy in front of us at the rental car place, and they will rent you a Corvette convertible if you want to tool around in Hawaii. So he rented one for a week. It was $3,000.
Wow.
It was yellow. I'll never forget it. So that kind of stuff.
Well, it makes sense because everything over there is imported.
Yeah.
You know, cigarettes, alcohol.
Exactly.
Toilet paper, you name it.
They're kind of out there, and getting stuff to them is, is it? If there is a place, and I've never certainly been around the world, where the as close to perfect weather all year as you can be there.
My brother went there this past summer with his wife and kids, and the first thing he tells me when he came back is that in almost every gas station parking lot or even restaurant parking lot that he got out of his car in, there were chickens in the parking lots.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Chickens running wild.
Just chickens everywhere all over the island.
But
why?
That's true, Dan. Some of our trips down to the Caribbean, there's chickens and goats running
goats,
around.
Goats, yes.
For eggs and eat a lot of chicken. They eat lots of chicken everywhere we've ever been. We took these trips with listeners. Am I right? Every place served chicken. And it was the only thing you could order and pretty well figure it would taste okay. When you ate stuff and you go, not sure what that is, and they go, but we have chicken. Okay, great. I'll take
in Jamaica, the big thing was jerk chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And goats. That was the one. Like Jamaica, there's just goats everywhere.
Do you remember? We hit a goat leaving.
We did, the bus hit a goat. I still feel bad about that.
Yeah.
But what were we going to say?
Do you remember what the dollar ratio was of the Jamaican dollar to the U.S. dollar when you were in Jamaica?
I don't.
The one time I was there, it was 73-1.
Yeah, it was astronomical.
Well, and you just start busting out laughing because like you go past a Shell sign or an Amoco sign, the same gas stations that they have here. You know, here you'll see like $3.99 a gallon.
$140.
No, it'd be $340 a gallon. I mean, I remember walking in and buying a bottle of water, and the guy behind the counter goes, "That would be $83."
Yeah.
And just hearing those words out of his mouth, buying a bottle of water for $83.
Yeah, and you have to remind yourself it's Jamaican.
It's just surreal.
Well, how about this report from Mike Evans? Huh? This is pretty good.
Yeah,
hard worker, and he is out on time, and I have just enough time to thank you for being with us. Don't forget that tomorrow, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be with us in the 4 o'clock hour. Talk about your pets. What happened to that music I'm supposed to hear? Oh, there it is. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get, and have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves.
Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Hello again, everybody. It's Bob Ramsey, and you're listening to KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and KFNS.com, the home of Budweiser. We have an update on Saints quarterback Drew Brees, who will have surgery tomorrow on his injured right thumb after getting a second opinion. He's expected to miss 6 weeks. He could, though, return by week 10 after the Saints' bye week. Meanwhile, the New York Giants benching Eli Manning as they've named Daniel Jones the rookie as the starter for the game this week against Tampa Bay. Has your check engine light come on recently? Then check out the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help you troubleshoot the likely cause. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Sam Darnold sorely missed last night in the Jets' loss to Cleveland as he sits with mono. He's hoping for a Week 5 return against Dallas. His understudy Trevor Siemian out for the year with torn ligaments in his ankle. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton day-to-day with a bad foot. Ron Rivera says Kyle Allen will start if Cam cannot. On the diamonds right now, one game going on. The Angels and Yankees scoreless in the top of the second. I'm Ralph Irvin.
We are
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married. One guy is divorced. One guy has no kids.